Normally, the lion would hunt at night to help it ambush its prey and to save energy. Hunger had pushed it to hunt by day, when the bear was awake and hunting as well. It was the rising heat that pushed these two ferocious creatures to extreme behaviour, the likes of which had never been seen. Soaring temperatures hit the plains. Extinction was enveloping Earth. Few large plant eaters were left.
We're coming to the end of the Pleistocene, the end of the Ice Age. The environments are changing and animals are pretty stressed. The lion is having a difficult time finding enough food to keep him alive. He's been very lucky that a bison wandered in close enough for him to attack, and he made a kill. Vital for the lion, because the lion's literally at the end of his rope.
The lion was primarily an ambush hunter. Its great size would seem to make it hard to hide, but it was perfectly suited for its environment. Its colouring matched the brush. It moved silently on padded feet and was able to remain completely motionless for hours. When it struck, it was lightning fast. The mega bear could smell his prey first. Once he had it in sight, he would wait for it to enter striking distance.
The bear's taking advantage of the wind. He's coming from downwind. The lion doesn't pick up his scent. He has no idea he's being stalked. The bear is moving up slowly, using trees to help break up his silhouette.
The bear moved in short bursts. He was not built for long sprints in the heat. Shorter, controlled bursts allowed him to assess the situation to make sure he wasn't heading into an ambush. His first option was to scare a rival predator away and take its prey.
The lion has to have this meal. His life depends on it. The bear comes bursting out of a grove of trees, roaring at the top of his lungs at a full gallop, faster than a modern horse. The lion turns to face this attacker. The bear expects the lion to run, but the lion doesn't. The lion stands his ground.